Officials from a joint UN-African Union peacekeeping force in Darfur today said that three foreign aid workers from the French-based medical charity Doctors Without Borders, who were kidnapped in Sudan's Darfur region, have been released and are safe. Irene Lagan reports.
The attack on the Belgian branch of Médecins Sans Frontières came days after the French and Dutch contingents of the aid organization were told to leave Darfur along with a dozen other aid groups. The expulsion of the 13 humanitarian relief organizations came after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Omar al-Bashir, Sudan's president, for alleged war crimes in Darfur. Al-Bashir dismissed the indictment as a ploy by Western powers. Khartoum later expelled the aid groups from the country, accusing them of cooperating with the ICC. The spokesman for MSF in Belgium, Dan Sermond, said that following the abduction of the five aid workers last Wednesday, MSF has been forced to pull nearly all of its foreign and national personnel out of Darfur and into the capital, Khartoum.
We have been reduced to almost the strict minimum. We have to pull out 76 international aid workers, plus 1,600 national colleagues from Sudan who are working with us.
Sermon said MSF is gravely concerned about the fate of patients and civilians they have left behind, especially with a recent outbreak of meningitis.
You imagine that we are still extremely worried about the patients that we have left behind, especially when we know, for example, in Kalma camp, which is one of the biggest camps that MSF was intervening in South Darfur in Nayala, this meningitis outbreak was confirmed the day we left.
People in Darfur, he said, are essentially hostages, confined to refugee camps and entirely dependent on aid.
Those 2.7 million displaced people, they are still stuck and packed in those camps and enclaves at the outskirts of villages, and they cannot go back to their homelands. They are also today 100% dependent of the humanitarian assistance.
The UN estimates that about 300,000 people have died in Darfur from the combined results of war, famine, and disease. Over the course of the last 6 years, at least 2.7 million people have been displaced. I'm Irene Lagan.